For this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Seven Denver police officers are suing the city over its COVID-19 vaccine requirement for employees. They say the mandate can't be enforced. The suit names Denver Mayor Michael Hancock, Police Chief Paul Pazin, and the head of Denver's health department. A hearing is Wednesday. The deadline for workers to get vaccinated is Thursday. More than 100 people protested yesterday near Colorado Springs after Academy School District 20 in El Paso County began mandating masks. The new rules started Monday for all students in preschool through 12th grade when indoors and in group settings. According to the district, more than 2,000 students and staff have gone through quarantine since school began in August. Denver International Airport says it's getting out of the oil and gas business. CPR Sam Brash reports the airport plans to plug wells on its property to meet sustainability goals.
Oil and gas wells predate runways at DIA. Most existed before Denver built the airport in the 1990s, and they helped provide some additional revenue until 2018. That's when environmental and budget concerns prompted the airport to stop pumping fossil fuels. A spokesperson now says it hopes to plug about 64 remaining wells within the next 3 years. The commitment is one piece of larger sustainability plans, which also include new solar farms and electric car chargers for travelers. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
RTD has received more than $700 million from the federal government to keep metro area transit service running. But Boulder County says the service hasn't used enough of that money there. County Commissioner Claire Levy.
We're seeing people returning to work, but not having the option of using transit.
Boulder County wants a legally binding agreement to solve the problem. RTD is operating about 70% of its pre-pandemic service right now. They're trying to hire more drivers. There's a new bus route in western Colorado starting this week. The state's Bustang service makes the round trip between Telluride and Grand Junction every weekday, with stops in Placerville, Olathe, and Delta. This is CPR News.